ceni zoch lipe. Vi misu vel bisav no ish koim buts li ceni in kuliota. Al bchayloi vchin das asmak. So he mentions all the three shittes, but the shach includes the rosh in the shite in the rishenim who agree with the shittes of the balatrum. All right. Vchin das asmak lav vchin kosav rosh shelechir mashoch. So he says, the king das maram Rutenberg, the chuva simarishit ches, the king das a cowboy, the king da nir das is a veter, the king mari, the king posak marshalsham, the rabbi teres chatos, el dikan da goye meikon, mokim efsit merube, vitzol chiyun, im yeshle hokeil, kiven, the harbi peiskim. So what did he say? He mentions the shit of the smack, and the smack, the ramo. And he says, vyeshem and afilin tzelen im dine och. That's in och. Vichen yeshle neik, im in efsit merube. So he's only making like the smag in mocking me mocking hefset merub. So he's only making, I'm sorry, he's only making like Rashi be mocking hefset merub. But be mocking shein hefset merub is machmir like the smag, like the smag. So el vikam bago ye make be mocking hefset merub like Rashi. Vitzorchiyum im yesh lo kiel kim dabe place kim sevim kein afilu bechai. So the shach does not approve of what the Ramo, of the Kul of the Ramo, because the Ramo is made to be Mokim Efsed Merube, like Rashi, and the Shach has it out. He says, Kim da habe peskim sevi kina fila b'chai, vei vishas mashma di mayra bitzli tzene, uchum shekos vate isves, vichim kos vago yismayme. So in other words, the Lebush Paskos like the Mechaber, Ligamre, in other words, completely like Rashi. Even Shaloyim Mokim Efset Merube, he rely on Rashi. But the Ramo, the Mokim Efset Merube, he relies on Rashi. But the Shach is Chilik on Ramo. And he says that in view of the fact that there are many Rishenim who agree with the Shittah of the Baal Truma, so even in the case of Chai Ligamre, they are Machmir. So the Mokim Efset Merube, we can only Chola Poches. Be rely on the shite of the smart, but not to rely be not mefsed merube on the shite of Rashi. That's not. All right. Now he says here, afilu nechal machas milchi. Now the shach. Now before we learn sifchav beis shach, so let us go over sifchav beis in the taz, because all the other taz we learned already, but Sifid Beis, we didn't go over Sifid Beis in the Taz. Now, the Sifid Beis in the Taz still discusses the same question as Sifchov Beis in the Shach. V'yei Shem Rinda Afilo Im Tzeinini. Dinoch, Zohu Das Arosh, Shepirish Kei Mai Sedi Geizel, Shenof Lecholo, Bigmo, V'kos Af Mari, Bago Yishari Dure. So it's definitely the Shite of the Smak. Whether it's also the Shite of the Rosh or not, that's a question. So it says, because of Mari Bagoy Sharidure, Vizalishen, Uvizua, because of the high nace of a pile, Pirish Koi, Viochenagino, the Okishisheir in Abosaki, the Mamliche, Vishal Dama, Vishamayim, Vodaikimide, is the pile because of Yosemidam, Vamayim, Shemrov and Biahat, Vilipomim, Sheires Mamerube, Videk Lichalik bin Dam Vishorisun, Atka. Because Zavol of Marshal, Perikla Bos Osim Samachtes, Dimashi Yirem Diva Mari Bitzli, Shafil Hatzli, Gamachol of Loinim Lachkal, Yeshle Esay. So, in other words, the Shita of the Mari, there's a Trumesadeshen, so is that even if it's Loinim Lachkal, when the Gemore says that if it's so it's also or if it is paused, it's osea, or if it is spiced, it's osea. So the question is, does that apply only to a case where nimlach ktsas it is? It wasn't nimlach kedeshi or melich, so it does not have the din of melich harek osea. But it's likely so that it was. So then we say that if it is soli, or if it is spiced, if it is paused, so then it becomes osea. As long as it is slightly salted, if it's not salted at all, so even though it's salty, it doesn't tassa. It doesn't tassa in spite of the pores, in spite of being spiced. So that's one way of saying it. And another way of saying it is no. that since it's not Nimlach Kivishio Melichel Deiro, so it was slightly salted, so it has the same status as if it hadn't been salted altogether. So the Marishite is that even if it isn't salted altogether, not at all, so it's still osea, if it is salty, if it is spiced, if it is sports. So he says, the Marishite here, I'm giving Marie, it's Lisha, for that's Lisha, I'm holding him like one. He's less, I shall leave the Rai Lata behind. El Marishite here in Bosso, Lui Mira Benai. The Tzenin, Lui Bola, Mi Tzenin. After Lui Suga, Lui Tavzin. Lui Osra, Homi, Melo, Bi Gezel, Shinof, Lui Kusach. Shah Kusach, Lui Meluach, Tzas. Os, Osa, Bi Yizbe, Pile. Avo, Bi Lui Mima, Klau. Lui Abosso, Lui Akusach. Ein Lui Esa, Klau, Lui Bi Tzenin, Afilu Tzovi. Avo, Manase, Shesifara, Tromo, Smag. והגו הסמיימים כוס ולהדיה שככה דין אפילו לא ימימח לא יבוסו ולא יכולו מסתפין אלה חליק עליהם לכתחיל אלה התיר מה שהם הישרים משמע דבחי פשיט הדישור כל שלא ימימח אחד מהם וביצלי וימימח אחד מהם אפילו מחל מחלס מלכי יוסר אפילו למר שאו דקלפונים נימח קצת so that word. So the machleik is between the Mari and the Marshal is where it wasn't Nimlach altogether. So according to the Mari, so even if it wasn't Nimlach at all, so it's also if it is solid, or if it is Misul Mitzavu, or if it is Koyim, it is Pos. According to the Marshal, so all these things are important only if the Chalapoches was Nimlach Tzas. But if it wasn't Nimlach Adal at all, so then all these things, pause and spiced and soli, are not important. So it's a machlekes. Now, he says, V'ramoshe, kosef kanshe mokimev se nurubi, yesh lehokim, kisvo reshene dimekil, binecho machas milchei, kol sheini tzoli reseach, ulil kosa ruatzmei, pisifei, danan em pkin, bidove yesh leser afim lichas kli bev se nurubi, nirao edaiti, ditrei kulel mekalimam bishvev se nurubi, dain alema, shebli chasli, loim mikrei ninecho machas milchei, vidam nismechal al de al reshene, al de al reshene, so the whole in less of yesh koi melo bitzli reseach tafke to me kibay marid rashal mashma ni bitzli apu tzeinen yesh less of yesh koi apu benim lach tzahas kein in nire nal yiz daiti so he says the Taz says that even though the Ramo is maker in the case where there was Tzoli and Tzeinen. So B'mokim Efsed Merube. So that it's not Osea. It's not Osea. So he says, but we cannot be Mekil in a case where there was it was Nimlach Litzli. But it wasn't Nimlach Kishio Sheshemeilchim Migdeo. So in such a case, if it is cold, as long as it was Nimlach, in other words, when can we be Mekil if it wasn't Nimlach altogether? But if it was Nimlach, Ktas, Kishio Shemelchim, Litzli, even though it wasn't Nimlach, Kishio, Shemelchim, Litzli, then you cannot be Mekil. In other words, the Taz, Paskas Likule, only in a case where it wasn't Nimlach altogether. Masha'in came if it was Nimlach. Even though it was Nimlach very slightly, less than the Shio that is done, the Shio than is done Likdeiro, but just it was Nimlach very little the way it is done Litzli, as long as it was slightly salted, so then we cannot be matter. So we can only be matelet in a case where it wasn't Nimlach at all. Anyway, so the Taz mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Mari and the Marshal. Suppose it wasn't Nimlach altogether, and it was sleep, or it has pause, or it is mitulah bitav. So according to the Mari, it's osea, even though it wasn't Nimlach mitamre, and according to Marshal, it's not osea. Now, let's see here the Shach, in Sitchot Beis. Afilu nechal machmas milche. Eini mechub. Gadib emenei havel ha-shminon. Afilu lo nimlach klau, kivin do viseach. Kidin kol cham lisech tzenem. Diboy eklipe. Vitzorach leimar, mishim dechivin di nechal machmas milche. Lo nimlach. So what does the Shach say here? The Shach says, when the Ramo says, that means slightly salted. So he didn't have to say, it's not mechuven. Because he didn't have to say afil nechmachas milchei, because he could have mentioned the bigger chiddush afil loy nimlach klal, the afil nimlach klal. So it's also osir. Why is it osir? So you would say because the shach agrees with the shita of the mari, that it doesn't make any difference whether it is nimlach tzas and nechmachas milchei or it's loy nimlach klal. But the shach doesn't say that. He says in Mechuvan that divemene havelash minon afil lo nimlach klal kiven de uri seach kidin kol hamli sechzenen di boye klipe, because the boye klipe vitzorch lema mishum dechiven di nechol machmas milchei ve lo nimlach klal di nechol lehem lo yorat lidag di b'kach. So in other words, so how is it mashma from the shach and this machlekes between the Mari and the Marshal, where it was not nimlach edo, not even ktatz, and it is misuvel vitavush. Misuvel bitav, or it has pores. So according to the Mari, it's also bechule. According to the et Marshal, it's not also at all. What is the shach shite like the Mari or like Marshal? So it's mashma from the shach that the shach shite is like Mari. That in the case where it's misuvel bitav, so then it can become also bechule. So it can become also bechule. So mimele. Then it will become also bechule, even though it wasn't salted at all. Because the shach, first of all, he says v'tzolch leima mishum dechiv din nechol machmas milchei v'lo imim nachlau din nechol leh. So he says it's hainach, and then he says when he said in mechuvim dadiv nehav lashminon afilu lo imim nachlau. So why is it osea? So that's only shayach in the case of the mechaber. The mechaber passes is like Rashi. So the mechaber has reference to the case where the pigeon meat was completely hot and it fell into cold milk that was slightly salted, but it was still nechum machlas milchei. So mele he says it should ask a kedeklipe. Why? Because of Tatoy Govar, so it's Einen, but Ademeikar is Bolek de Klipe. Here it was, the Mechaber has referenced the case where the pigeon meat was hot. So Mimele, it's also on that score. That's only in the case where it has no Pkoin. But in the case where it has Pkoin, or it is Mitumel Bisavlin. So if it's Nimlach Ktas, even though it's Nechumachas Milchei, so then it's Kuli Oseh. So Mimele, in the case where it's not Nimlach altogether, according to the Shach, it should also be curious. So in other words, from this Shach, it's a raya that he agrees with the Shite of the Mari, not with the Shite of the Mashal, because from the Shach says Nechol Machmas Milchei and we Nimlach Klal Di Nechol Leh. According to the Mashal, it's not in Nechol Leh. There's a big difference. Okay, all right. So that's all. Now tomorrow we'll start Simen Tzadik Beis. So you should go over. You should go over the whole Simen for tomorrow. Mechaber and Ramo, the whole Simen Tzadik Beis, because you should have gone over it before. And as far as the Taz and the Shach, is concerned, up to Siv Gimel in the Mechaber. But I mean in the Mechaber and Ramo itself, the whole Simen. But in the Taz and the Shach, up to Siv Gimel in the Taz. I mean the Siv Gimel, it's really, no, but I mean Siv Godel Gimel. So it means in the Taz itself, up to Siv Zayit, in the Taz itself, Siv Kotten Zayit. Simen Tzadik Beis Tur, and then Mechaber and Ramo, and then the Taz and the Shach. It's a very important Simen. Now in the Tur, Kazayis Boso, Shenofar L'Sichir Oshel Cholov Risachas, ויש בחולוף שישים כנגד הבוסו. אם קילם וסילק הבוסו, קילם שתנוח היירו מיותיחס הבוסו, וקילם שתנוח היירו מיותיחו, הבוסו רוסר והחולוף מודר. So if his eyes bosso fell into a kettle of milk, boiling milk, so, and the cholov has shishim neged the bosso, so if he took out the bosso before it stopped boiling, so habosa rosa, because we don't even try to give it to a goy to taste. Because even if the goy will say he's not tasting, he doesn't feel it amcholo. But in all probability, we assume that the goy is lying. Because if a small piece of basar falls into a big kettle of boiling milk, so naturally, even for a moment, in all probability, it absorbed the time of the cholov. So in Mele, we don't rely on the testimony of the goy. Because most of the time, when a small piece of meat falls into a big kettle of boiling milk, it absorbs it, the time of the milk in 1 minute. Alright, so a basar osa. The cholov is muter. Because there is shishim in the milk, neged the kazai is bosa. So we don't even have to resort to timas kveil. Avo remain b'cholov shishim levatil abosa. Or afilu yesh b'shishim. But suppose the milk does not have shishim neged bosa. Or afilu yesh b'shishim. Suppose there is shishim v'loy kidei. But he let the kazayis boso stay in the milk. And the lukidim visil kekirim shedan lachayirom yotichos. He took it out after it stopped bubbling. It stopped boiling. So gamacholav osa. So according... So according to Rashi, even though the cholov does not have, it's according to Rashi, even though the cholov has shishim, neged kazai is boso. So the cholov is osa. If he took out the chtichas boso, the kazai is boso, after it stopped bubbling. Why? Because, so the Gemara says, now this is the whole, you have to go over the whole sugya, the Gemara. No. The whole sugya, that kuf chesam dal of the Mishnah, up to the Mishnah, and that kuf chesam dal of the Mishnah of Kral. The whole sugya is very important with the tastes. So the Gemara says that as long as it bubbles, as it boils, so the loy polat. Because it's told in being kibileya, so it's loy polat. So mimele, if he takes out the kazayis boso, the portion of the boso, before it stops bubbling, so mimele, we don't have to be cheshish, lest the kazayis boso in the first moment absorb milk, and then it was pele the milk. Because, and as long as it boils, it cannot be pele that which it absorbed. Not that it cannot be pele, it certainly, if it couldn't be pele, so then why should a cholov? Why should a cholov be osa? Even if there is no shishi. The answer is, so the Shanim say, it could be palate its own, but it couldn't be palate as long as it boils, it couldn't be palate that which it absorbed from others. Now this kazai is boso, when it fell into the dairy, so it absorbed many drops of milk, so those drops of milk, let's say it absorbed 10,000 drops of milk. So, in the first moment, so those drops of milk that this kazai is boso absorbed, it cannot be palate until it stops boiling. But it certainly can be palate particles of basar. If we were to say that as long as it boils, it cannot be palate anything, not even its own particles, so then the cholov shouldn't become basar. It cannot be palate. The answer is, of course it can be palate. But as long as it boils, so it cannot be palate that which it absorbed from the milk. Some mele, אם קידם ויצילי כבוסו, קידם שתנוח חייר ומרתיך את הבוסו, שמקדם ירתיך, קידם שתנוח חייר ומרתיך, הבוסו רוסה. Because the boso certainly absorbed milk. But החולב is מוטה. החולב is מוטה. If there is... So, הבוסו רוסה והחולב מוטה. אבל אם אין בחולב שישי, ריבטי לבוסו, או אפילו יש בי שישי. ולא יקידם ויצילי קידם שתנוח חייר ומרתיך. But he took out the piece of boso, after it stopped boiling, so then even the cholov is osir. Even according to Rashi Shite, it's osir. Even though there is shishim, because Rashi passes like a Yude, that means b'minei Asas Mimash. So Shishim is ineffective. So Mimele, if he took out the piece of basal after it stopped boiling, once it stops boiling, so then the piece of basal is capable of being paleit, that which it absorbed from the hollow. Now, the first moment, it absorbed hollow. So that hollow became an integral part of the basal hollow. So it's hollow in a veil. The moment the piece of basal absorbed hollow, let's say it absorbed 10,000 drops of hollow within the first few moments. So those 10,000 drops of hollow that the piece of basal absorbed became hollow in a veil, hollow in Isa. When we use the lashon, the expression veil in the sense of Isa, it doesn't mean a veil. The veil here means the Isa of basal hollow. So those 10,000 drops of cholov that a piece of basar absorbed became a heft of basar cholov. Cholov in a veil. Now, as long as it was boiling, so these 10,000 drops of cholov that it absorbed couldn't be niflet from the piece of basar. But the moment it stopped boiling, so the same 10,000 drops of cholov that it absorbed, let's say 10 minutes ago, are now niflet into the gdeir. So you have now a mixture. The cholov now represents a mixture of the major portion of the milk, which is cholov de teireh, and the 10,000 drops or part of it, drops of cholov that is cholov in a veile. And Rashi passes like a view that it means the mine, asas v'mashu. So all the cholov is also, even if you have 1,000 measures, 1,000 times 10,000 drops in the cholov, it's still osa. This I said, gamma cholov osa, the Rashi means the mine v'mashu, avol rab letam. It's not only Rabbi Tam, all the Rishayim, except Rashi, they all pass like Rabbonim of Rabbi Day. That Min B'minei is Gotel B'shishim. Avol Rabbi Tam, the Min B'minei B'samech, Afil Loi Kidei B'silei. Kidei Sheyei Samech, Muter. Masha'in Kein, according to other Rishayim, that Min B'minei B'samech, so Memele, if as long as there are 60 measures in the milk, neged, the Kazai is Boso, Neged the Kazayis Boso. So Mimele, even though he took out the Kazayis Boso, after it stopped bubbling, so then it was possible that the same drops of milk that the Kazayis Boso originally absorbed was nifled again into the Gdeireh. So what? So it's Mimele, it's Potobashishi. Now, Tipas Holo, Shenoflal Tichas Boso Shebigdeir. If a Tipas Holo fell, when the Rishayim say Tipas Holo, it doesn't mean one droplet of cholov. I mean, one droplet of cholov certainly couldn't give a tam in a big portion of meat. But it can be 1,000 drops too, I mean, so it's called tipas cholov. Tipas cholov shenoflu al chtichas basar shebigdeir. If drops of cholov fell onto a piece of meat in the gdeir, and one portion, there are a number of portions, there are a number of pieces of chtichas basar, but a tipas cholov fell on the uppermost portion, uppermost chtichas. So, im yesh besamer, if that uppermost portion has 60 neged the tipas cholov, vivatei lacholov is muteres, vim lav asur, vei hashor shebigdeiro mitzareif imo livatei lachol. In as much as that uppermost chaticha is above the level of the reitei, so then it's considered as if that Abamos Chaticha had been in his path by itself. It has no tzirum with other Chatichas. If it is, so if the Abamos Chaticha upon which milk dropped, it happens to be completely above the level of Reiter, then according to everyone, according to Rashi and according to Ali, so the other Chatichas are not mitzure. And we consider it as if it had been in his path by itself, and then in another path, the other Chatichas have been born. Now, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe, a very fundamental machlekes. And we find that machlekes constantly in Gosab Cholov. In other words, so suppose, now, if, let's say, the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the reite, above the level of the reite. Now, let's say, suppose you have, let's say, many chatiches, and then the level of the reitev is up to here. So this chatiche is above the level of the reitev, and then milk drops on the uppermost chatiche. So then, of course, according to everybody, to Rashi and the Ri, so if there is no shishim in this uppermost chatiche, negative the drops of cholov, even though there is shishim in all the chatiches together, but the other chatiches are not mitzure. So that uppermost chatiche becomes osea. And then in order to be matir, the other chatiches, there must be shishim in the other chatiches, neged the sides of the whole uppermost chatiche. You see? Now, if, let's say, the level of the reite is above the uppermost, the top of the uppermost chatiche as well, then again there is no machlekes. So then, all the chatiches are considered like one chatiche inside the reite, then everything is counted in the shishim. And if, in all the things together, the three chatiches and the reitef and the carrots, the vegetables, all everything together, the rishishin, so then everything is mutter. The machleike between the ri and the rashi is, suppose, now let's say this is the uppermost chatiche, and the level of the reitef reaches up to here, up to half of the thickness of the chatiche. So, miktas chatiche is above the level of the reitef. Miktas chatiche is below the level of the reitef. So according to Rashi, as long as the whole chatiche is not submerged in the reite, so it is treated as if the whole chatiche had been above the level of the reite. According to the Rashi, if part of the chatiche, let's say 1/10 of the chatiche, is submerged in the reite, even though 9/10 of the chatiche are above the level of the reite, so according to the Rashi, it's considered as if the whole chatiche had been immersed, submerged in the reite. So this is what it says. The Pirushri, Davke shekol achticha chutz l'reite, ken shachaticha shetachteo ktsoso chutz l'reite, vizu munachas olel, vichulo chutz l'reite, avol im ktsoso b'reite, so it's considered as if it is completely submerged in the reite. Harticha me'arreves atam b'chol akdere, v'hakel mitzdarif l'vat l'achol. So it's like one big haticha, so everything in its own. V'rashi pirish, afil miktsoso b'reite, in hakel mitzdarif l'vat l'achol. So when is Hakel Mitzdarif according to Rashi? Only if the whole uppermost chatiche is submerged. But if, let's say, 1/10 of the chatiche is above the level of the reite, even though 9/10 of the uppermost chatiches are immersed within the reite, and this fell, so then, according to Rashi, so the other chatiches are not mitzoreh, and then, if there is no shishim in this chatiche, so this chatiche becomes osea, and then we would require shishim in the other chatiches, neged the whole chatiche, according to Rashi. וכן תוסה פלטרוץ ודווקא בשלו הניע הגדירו מיד כשנוף לאכולו וגם לא יקיסו איסו מיד אבל אם מיד. Now, so when do we say that if the uppermost chatiche is above the level of the reitef, let's take the case that is not controversial, that where the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the reitef, so then being according to this Rashi and even according to the Rashi, so then the whole chatiche, so the uppermost chatiche is considered by itself as if it had been in its boiling in a pot by itself, and the other chatiches and other things in the gdeira are not mitzvah. But suppose it starts stirring as the drops of milk. Now let's say as the drops of milk here, the milk drop on the uppermost chatiche, and the level of the reitef reaches only up to here. But as the drops of milk fall on the uppermost chatiche, it keeps on stirring the pot. So there it has an effect of evenly distributing the cholov, the drops of cholov within the whole thing. So even though, because when you stir it, that's like covering it with soup, all the chatiches. V'davke kishaloinir hagdira miyad kishnof lacholov. V'gam lo kiso is miyad. Covering also has the same effect. Aval imiyad kishnof lacholov alachtiche. Niyad hagdira kiso iso. So then it's considered as if the whole, all the chatiches had been covered with reite. Hakel mitar levat lacholov. So if, in the totality of the chatiches, there is shishim, so then everything is mutar. Kosev Rambam. Now this is a very strange Rambam. Kosev Rambam. Aval imiyad mitchilo vatsov. אוי שכיסו משס נפילו בעצוב הרי זה בני סינטן, הרי זה בני סינטן. So what the Rambam is, when do we say that all the chatiches are mitzuret, all the chatiches are mitzuret to the shishim, only if it's near mitchilo בעצוב, from the beginning to the end. Now we have to understand what it means by beginning to the end. Suppose the pot stands on the fire for an hour. So it means only if it keeps on stirring for a whole hour. It keeps on stirring for a whole hour. And it has to be covered for a whole hour. And if it keeps on stirring, let's say for 5 minutes, and the pot stands on the fire for an hour, so then it's not considered, so then they're not mitzuref to the shishim. Why? What's the rationale of that? קוסו לרמבה מעבורי המתחיל לבצוף אוי שקיסו משעס נפיל לבצוף הרי זה מיני סנטר ונראה so this day says no שאין צורך רק not as the Rambam says that מי המתחיל לבצוף ונראה שאין צורך רק שאיניי אירו יחסה מיד משעס נפילה ואפילו פוסה ככה כי מיליניי מיד נשארי וטעם בכל מה שבגדירו ומצטרף כולי לבד. So the Torah says in so many words, it's not necessary that he should, in order to be mitzarif all the chatichas in the Torah, that he should keep on stirring from beginning to end. So we have a shiur. So if it boils for an hour, he has to stir it for an hour. If it boils for 2 hours, so then he has to keep on stirring for 2 hours. What's the time of that? So the Torah says, as long as at the very outset he started to stir, even though he didn't continue stirring, so the initial stir at the beginning of the bishul has the effect of distributing everything evenly, and the melee everything is mitzvah to the shishi. Now the question is, what's the svar of the Rambam? So there are some who say that the Rambam agrees with the two, and it's Rav Dafke when he says that mitchila v'atzof. He really means what the two says, just near mitchila at the very beginning. But if at the beginning he stirs, even though he immediately stops stirring, but as long as at the very beginning of the bishul he started to stir, so that already has the effect of the evenly distributed. I mean, sir. So there are some who say that in the Rambam. Now the Hashul Chon gives a remarkable pshat in the Rambam. Then according to Hashul Chon, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the two. And certainly, he says. Now the question arises, the Rambam was bothered by certain kashim. Why did the Rambam say, Niyah mitchila matzov? He has a diuk from the Rosh Nagmore too, I mean, but al pisvoi. What's the svoi of that in order that all the chatiches should be mitzuret, the shishim, so he has to stir from beginning to end? Why did the Rambam say that? Because the Rambam was bothered by a certain difficulty. Now, the Gemara says that if he stirred at the very beginning, then everything is mitzvah. But near bisov veloy mitzchilo, then the uppermost chaticha becomes a chaticha b'isore. Then we need in the other chatiches shishim neged the size of the uppermost chaticha. So that the Gemara distinguishes between near mitzchilo and near bisov veloy mitzchilo. Now the question is, what does it mean near bisov veloy mitzchilo? Now let's say, suppose he puts the pot at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it stands on fire from 6 to 7. So if at 6 mamesh he starts stirring, so then everything is mitzvah. If he starts stirring 10 after 6, so then it's near b'sov veloy mitzchilo. So the first 10 minutes, so all the cholov became absorbed by the uppermost chaticha, and that was above the level of the reitiv. Then we require shishin in the other chatiches neged the size of the whole chaticha. If, let's say, he started to stir 10 minutes after 6. Now suppose he started to stir 9 minutes after 6. And what if he started to stir 8 minutes after 6, 7 minutes after 6, 6 minutes after 6, 5 minutes after 6, 1 minute after 6. So you'll say, well, even 1 minute after 6. So it's also, lo inia bitchila v'inia b'sof. How about 1/2 minute after 6? So here we go, shia. So what's the shia? So we can say, so what is considered immediately? Near immediately, I mean, there is no immediately. So then we have to say that when the Gemara says near bitchilo, immediately means the first perceptible moment. Perceptible moment, but the first perceptible moment might also involve a second or maybe 2 seconds. I mean, according to the senses of a person. But it's still very vague, so the question is, what is considered near mitchilo? In other words, so near mitchilo, according to that pshat, would be if the person was with big zohis, and you know, he was standing there, and the first opportunity he had, not the first opportunity under his circumstances, but the earliest opportunity under all circumstances. So he stirred. But that in itself might involve even the earliest opportunity under all circumstances, under the most favorable circumstances. Let's say, suppose he was standing near the stone, and he had a ladle in his hand, and he was ready to start stirring. And then one person puts the pot, and he immediately thrusts the ladle into the pot and starts stirring. That's the earliest opportunity. So that itself might take 10 seconds maybe, I don't know. So that is called Niyah B'Tchila. But if, let's say, more than that elapsed, before first he yawned and then he started to stir, so then it's Lo Niyah B'Tchila V'Ni Niyah B'Sof. I mean, that's a very vague. So the Hashulchan says, this is what bothered the Rambam. So the Rambam came to the conclusion, now we see, when let's say, suppose you can perform an experiment, I mean you shouldn't perform an experiment with milk and meat, but you can perform an experiment with something that has the same color as milk, I mean white, upon meat, something that is parve but has the same color, a white liquid, and if you will, let's say, you pour it on a piece of meat that is standing on fire, so you'll see that the first moment, let's say, if you start pouring a white fluid that is not milk, I mean, if you want to perform an experiment, so you have to use that. So if you will spill, let's say, a white fluid on a piece of meat that is on the uppermost chatiche of meat that is in the pot boiling, so you'll see the first few moments you will be able to notice a certain whiteness on the surface of the chatiche of meat. Then, after a number of moments, the whiteness disappears. I mean, this is a fact. So what does it mean? How is it that for the first few moments, when milk is poured on a piece of meat, so if you watch, you'll be able to see whiteness on the surface. But after a few moments, you'll see that all the whiteness disappeared, as if nothing happened. What does it mean? As long as you can see whiteness on the surface of the meat, that means that milk or whatever fluid you poured on top of the chatichas basar was not absorbed internally by the chatichas basar. And when all the whiteness disappeared, that means everything already was absorbed. So when the Rambam says Niyah Mitcha, on the contrary, it is expressive of a bikule. This is how the Hashulchan explains it. So, in other words, the Rambam doesn't mean Avol Niyah Mitchilo V'Atzof, that he has to keep on working all the time that it's boiling. But Rambam means that when do we say, when is it considered Niyah Mitchilo? Stirring at the very outset. So then we are mitzari for the chatichas. And if you start stirring, we say, if not betchilo, so then we are not mitzari for the chatichas. So what is the criterion, the test, whereby we determine as to whether it's considered near betchilo or near besof? So as long as there is a whiteness of the milk, as you see the white color on the surface of the chatichas boso, so then the Niyah is considered Niyah B'Tchila. But if you start stirring after all the whiteness and the surface of the basar disappeared, then it's considered Niyah B'Sof V'Lo B'Tchila. So it doesn't mean that he has to keep on. Now let's say that it takes 5 minutes. Let's say, well, it all depends upon the temperature, it depends upon the size, of the chatichas basar, and of course the number of drops of milk. I mean, there are a number of factors involved. But let's say that Under the circumstances, under the specific circumstances of the peculiar situation, so it takes 5 minutes for the whiteness to disappear. So then, if he stirs within the 5 minutes, so then it's considered Niyah B'Tchila. But if he stirs beyond the 5 minutes, it's considered Niyah B'Sof V'Lo B'Tchila. So it's a bikul. I mean, according to Hashulchan's Pshat and Rambam. All right, because of Veda Rambam. Now, if this, the first Rambam was a little strange, so the other Rambam is even more strange. Because of the Rambam, Nofal cholo v'sei hamoro, oi v'sei chachticheis, v'loi neid alei zechticho noflo, nei eres agdeiro kulo achi isari vakeo, v'im yeish bigdeiro kulo tam cholo asuro, v'im lav muteres. So the Rambam says, if cholo drops into the soup or upon the chatiches, and he doesn't know into which chatiche it fell, upon which chatiche it fell, whether on this one and that one, he doesn't know. So So the Rambam advises the person to stir the whole there. Hakel im yesh bigdeiro kulo tam cholo vaso vim lav muteres vim meivin is lo shimachtiche. So the two of his masik and Rambam, this is so strange. Vim meivin is lo shimachtiche kulo biseichareite molech. What does the Rambam deal with? If the Rambam deals with a situation where the rate, the level of the rate is above all the chatiches, so why does he have to stir more? I mean, so it's already, they are already mitzureh to the shishi. So let's say the rate reaches up to here. The rate reaches up to here. Up to here. And so the Rambam, so let's say this whole chatiche is above level rated. Part of this chatiche is above level rated. So Rambam advises him to keep on stirring. So how can he keep on, how can that be effective? Let's say he doesn't know whether the drop of milk fell on this chatiche or it fell on this chatiche. That's the reason as to why I moved away, you know, one sefer, you see, because he doesn't know if it's like this, so it couldn't be any soft. So let's say he doesn't know whether the drops of milk fell on this chatiche and this chatiche and this chatiche. So that, and the level of the rate of his below is here. So the Rambam advises the person, the woman, to skip on stir. And then when she keeps on stirring, so everything is evenly distributed. But at the very outset, so the drops of milk dropped on chtich X. We don't know whether X is this or this or this. So mele, if X is this chatiche, and this chatiche does not have in itself shishin negative drops of milk, so that chatiche became moser. Now he's stirring it. And as long as there is shishin, negative 10,000 drops of milk in all the chatiches, in all the three chatiches together, everything is muta. Why should it be muta? Chatichet should remain osa. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. So they say that the shita sarambam is that when do we say that chatichet nasas nevele? Only if it's known on which chatichet the milk dropped. But here we know that 10,000 drops of milk dropped on one chatiche. Chatiche X, we don't know what is X. So then, even though Klafishmai is Galia, that X is this chatiche. So it doesn't become a chatiche v'isura, it doesn't become a chatiche v'isura. It's a very strange concept. Why should the knowledge be a condition precedent to the effect of tichanasis nevele? I mean, so, but that's strange. But this is how they explain the Rambam. All right. So, mainly the Rambam, shita the Rambam is that when do we say that when the cholov falls on panach tichas boso and gives it tam cholov in the boso, so then the whole chaticha becomes a chetzov as a cholov only when it's known. But if it's not known, so then we don't apply the aloche of tichanasis nevele. We don't apply the aloche of chtich and asis nevele. That's the shita sarambam. Now we have to understand. What kind of a din is it? What kind of a din is it? All right. Now, but let's go further. Veheiche shenescho hachtiches hachtiche machmas achol nasis kol hachtiche isa vim bishloi machereis tzorich samech levatil kulo. אף על פי שאפשר לסוחת החולו והבלוע ולבטל בסמך בשור אחתיכי סבלו חכל עושה שכבר נאצס אחתיכי כולו היסר וצורך סמך ובטל כולו. So ואם יש בכל מה שבדירו בימור קובוס וביטב ומסמך ובטל מה שבדירו מותר ונשאר זה איסור. So that's the din of אפשר לסוחת עושה. Chatichas Boso, and he gave at the very outset Itam Cholov in that Boso. Then he took, and that at that time that Chatichah was in a part by itself. Then he took out this Chatichah that became Moser from this part, from part number one, and he put it in part number two together with 50 other Chatichas, but not 60 other Chatichas. So of course, in this part number two, the 10,000. The 10,000 drops of milk that were originally absorbed by the original Chatichah are absorbed by all the 51 Chatichahs. And each Chatichah, even the original Chatichah, has less drops than are necessary to give a time of Cholov in that Chatichah. So we say the original Chatichah became Moser. Eftshar Yisech Dizos. Alright, that's the now, v'insheres b'isur. But suppose v'makiro, suppose he identifies the original chatiche in the second part, mashlicho, because that remains osa. V'achir is mutochis. V'imenu makiro. But suppose he can't identify the original chatiche because he put it in part number two together with 50 other chatiches that look exactly the same. So we have it aguves of yovish b'yovish. And it's a chaticha really schabit. It's also machmas atzmo. So the original chaticha, that's chaticha X. We don't know which one it is because all the chatichas look alike. So memele, all the chatichas are osa because it's a chaticha really schabit. So afilu beorek lebotim. But borok cannot be mixed up with the original chaticha. So if there is shishim in that, so the morok is mutar. So it's vimin makiro reitiv muter v'chol ha-chatiches asuris im chatiches o'yisa v'il eschabit v'idov hazeh yisbor l'kam b'chas tarutz u'posak ha-rav rabat chayim v'lo yamrino nefshor yisich te'oseh elu bosa b'chol avu b'shor yisurim k'zayis cholof sheniv k'zayis chile sheniva b'chticho v'im b'samech l'vatlei v'nesro v'akein bishloim achiris in tzorech l'samech k'zayis orishim that's rabin afrayim shite v'yoz afilu ha-chticha atzmo chizeres li'is m'teres v'rabin otam is tatton rabin otam many rishonim with Rambam. Posak dav b'shor isurim. Efshal yisaych tei osa. V'davke. Why does it mention Rabbi Tam? Because there is a difference between Rabbi Tam and the other rishonim. You see, according to the Ram, so chtichnas nevela applies to all other isurim, to other isurim, and but it's only the Rabbanon as exera mishum basam cholov. But according to Rabbi Tam, so by min b'minei, min shein b'minei, where it gives a tam, so that's Rabbi Tam shite of isa nepach. Of heta nepach liyiseh, so mele chtichanas nevele by min shalom b'minei is midrais by min b'minei, so even according to Rambam it's all in the Rabbanon. So that's why he mentions Rambam, because the other rishonim will agree with the shite that chtichanas nevele applies to shor yisurim, the shite of the Ram, so it's only in the Rabbanon, and even by min shalom b'minei it's all in the Rabbanon. But Rambam shite is that tam ki ikar implies that heta nepach liyiseh, so mele by min shalom b'minei. Chtichanas nevele is mid raise, then it's the din of tam kiker of heta nepach liyiseh. The Rambam posag that bishor isurim efshor yisich deyosa. Chtichanas nevele vidavke kishenesa b'nisim tam shelo hoyo beheta shishim lat liyiseh shimit bebei. Avu nesa b'mashu afilu nesa machmas minei shosa b'mashu l'Rabbi Yude l'natsis kule nevele. Now that's another chiddush. That even according to Rishayim, the Tichnasis Nevele applies to Shor Yisroel, and it applies not only to Min Shalom B'minei, it applies to Min B'minei as well. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Min B'minei Tassas B'mashu, but we don't say Tichnasis Nevele, unless there is more than 1 out of 60. So in Min Shalom B'minei you give it up. So Nevele, even in Min B'minei we apply the din of Tichanas Nevele. But by Mashu, even according to Rabbi Yude, we don't apply the din of Tichanas Nevele. Alright. Right now, a new din starts. Tipas cholof shenof lagdeiro sheitz aleish b'chutz afilu im yeish b'tavsh lagdeiro samach yenegdo einu yochi levatlo v'im kein hatipo yiseres lagdeiro kolz v'viseo v'nesho hatavsh l'shem because so, now let's go over so the two mentions three shittes. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention three shittes, he also mentions the shita of the smak, but there are two other shittes. So there is the shita. There is the shite of the smag, and there is the shite of Rabbi Meir Rutenberg, and there is a shite of the smak. The Shochnoch, the Mechaber and Ramot, they both pass like the third shite. Not like the smak, and not like Abmeir and Rutenberg, but like the smak. Tipas cholof shenof lag deiro sheitzoleish b'chutz afilu im yesh bitav shlag deiro samach kinegdo ein yoche levatlo vim kein hatipo yiseres ag deiro kol zvi yiseo vineschal atav shil shebo that's the sheet that's the biggest chumre and that's the sheet of yochi and that's the sheet of the smart and we are not chishish for that sheet. Now the shite of the smag is the biggest chumre, and the shite of the smag is that we apply the aloche of tichenas as nevela ligabi the kele itself. Remember in Taruves, so we had a Mordechai, and we had three pshot in the Mordechai. Three pshat in the Mordechai, the pshat of the Ramot, the pshat of the Taz, and the pshat of the Shach. Now the biggest chumre was the pshat of the Taz, and then the biggest kule was the pshat of the Shach, and then we had the pshat of the Ramot. So according to the biggest chumre, the pshat of the Taz in the Mordechai, I think that at that time I mentioned this shitty. So according to the Taz pshat in the Mordechai, which is the biggest chumre in the Mordechai Shite, so vis-a-vis a klicheres, the Mordechai Shite is that we apply the concept of tichenas nevela ligabi the earthenware vessel itself. In other words, even by klichodosh, that was not belaya any iser at all, but let's say a new earthenware vessel, and then you boiled nevela chelev the dover osa in that new earthenware vessel. So in view of the fact that it's impossible to extract the bliye of the chelev of the nevele from the earthenware vessel, because the cheres and yitzeitz in dukil eilom, so it becomes an integral part of the vessel, and the whole vessel, the earthenware, becomes a chticha d'isur. Let's say that the volume of the earthenware vessel of the pot is, let's say, 100 gzeis. The size of it is 100 gzeis. And then it absorbed one kazais of nevele in it. So the 101 gzeis become a heftzovisa. How can earthenware become a heftzovisa? It's a very strange concept. But vis-a-vis metal, so even the Mordechai would be made there. Even according to the pshat of the Taz, that in view of the fact that the bliya can be extracted, so it doesn't become an integral part of the vessel. So mele, we don't apply ligabe the metal itself, the metal kele, the concept of tichenas nevele, but ligabe vis-a-vis kli cheres that cannot be removed, the bliya cannot be removed, so then the metal, but the earthenware vessel itself becomes a tichenas nevele. Now, so that's a big chumre, and it, according to one pshat in the Mordechai, it applies only to klicheres, but it doesn't apply to other kelim. Mashein ki dishite, the smart, it applies to all kelim, klicheres, the napches. In short, when something, let's say, if a kelim is belay aiser, so then it becomes, the whole kelim becomes osir. So in order to kasher the kelim, then you must pour in the kele so much mayim that there'll be shishim negative volume of the kele. So that is very difficult to visualize. So the kele has to be constructed in a special way in order that the mayim that fill up that kele, so I mean it has to be shaped like this, you see, I mean. So then it's possible that the mayim that fill up that kele should have shishim neged the size of the kelim. So, but it's unlikely to have such a kelim. So that's the shit. So that's one shit. Then the second shit, well, that's a shit. No one is cheshish for that shit. We are not even cheshish for the shit of the Mordechai according to the explanation of the Taz. Because of Rav Reb Meir Rutenberg, then there is a second shit. That's the Maram Rutenberg. Shem yesh bitavshil samech pomim samech kineged hagdeiro. The כנגד הגדר, כנגד הטיפו, מותר. If you have the touch, if a tipo fell on top of there, let's say, here is the gdeo, here is the gdeo, there's a different gdeo, and then, let's say, tipas cholo fell, it's a gdeo shel boso, boso was cooking in that, and the tipas cholo fell here, on top of the gdeo, whether it fell to negative rate, let's say the level of the rate is up to here, so whether the tipo fell here, or above the level of the rate, on top of the gdeo, doesn't make any difference according to Maram Gutenberg. So it all depends. If there is 60 times 60 negative tipas cholo, in other words, 3,600, let's say, if one drop of cholo fell, and if there is in the top shield 3,600 tipas, 3,600 tipas 60 times 60, so then everything is muta. So he says, "Shiim yeish b'tav shul samach pomim samach kineged atipa muter shatipa niseres la samach kineged or v'im yeish b'tav shil." But if the tav shil has so much quantity, so much bulk that it has 60 times 60, 3,600 times the number of drops of cholov that fell on the part, so is muter. But according to Rambam Gutenberg, it doesn't make any difference whether it fell neged the reitev, or it fell neged mokim areikon, on top of the deifen, above the level of the reitev. So why is it so? Now there is a sukkah in Gemara in Zvochim, whether yesh pipua, whether it's pipua bikulo or it's not pipua bikulo. In other words, when you are mivashir, let's say, a chatos in the pot, is the bli of the chatos mifapeya in the whole pot, or it's not mifapeya in the whole pot? So it seems that both the Maram Rutenberg and the Smak agree that it's a sock, whether it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. So mimele, so it's a sock, whether it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. Now, so mimele, in this case, if we say that it's mifapeya bikulei, now again on that there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. What does mifapeya bikulei mean, and what does eini mifapeya bikulei mean? But let's explain it according to the Taz explanation. The Taz explanation. So if we say, let's say, according to the Taz, so on that topic in the Gemara, in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Vov, whether it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. So, according to the Taz, if we say mifapeya bikulei means that if, let's say, a tipa of cholov, tipis cholov, fall, let's say, on the day. So if we say mifapeya bikulei, according to the Taz, so then it means that it penetrates through and through the whole day. Now, if it penetrates through and through the whole day, so mimele, then it necessarily falls into the tafsh. If we say mifapeya bechulei, if we say that it's not mifapeya bechulei, so it remains sticking in the deifen. It remains sticking in the deifen. Now, if it remains sticking in the deifen, so at the very outset, let's say, 1,000 drops of cholov fell here on the deifen. Let's take data. Fell here on the deifen. Now, so if we had been sure, according to the Taz, that it's mafapeya bichulei, then it would mean that those 1,000 drops of cholov that fell here penetrated through and through, through the deifen, from the outer surface into the inner surface, and the moment they penetrated to the inner surface, and to the inner surface of the deifen, so they fell into the top shield. And even if they fell above the level of the reitev, the moment, so by the law of gravity, the moment they come through the deifen, they drop down into the top shield. Some mele, it, as long as the top shield has 60 times 1,000 drops, so it's muta. But there's another alternative in that Gemara in Zvachim. that maybe it's not Mifapea Bikule. If it's not Mifapea Bikule, so then there is a possibility that that thousand drops of the cholov, the thousand drops of the cholov, so they passed through, but they didn't break through into the nefer. So the mele, they combined with the berua boso. Let's say they went as far as here, but they didn't penetrate into the inside of the gdeira. So they remained sticking in the interior of the deifen agdeira. Now the interior of the deifen agdeira has some glias of boso. I mean, that is still in the some mele, the combination. So in the interior of the deifen, it combined with minute particles of Pasor, and the combination became a Hefter Visa. Now, if we had been sure, let's take an example of one drop. It's easier to give examples. Let's say it's easier to discuss this arithmetically if we mention one drop of Cholov rather than 1,000 or 10,000 drops of Cholov. So let's say just one drop of Cholov fell. So then, if one drop of Cholov fell, if we had been sure that it's Mfapeh Becholei, so that one drop fell into the top shield, as long as the top shield has 60 drops, so it becomes one. But there is a possibility that it's not Mfapeh Becholei. So in other words, it penetrated partially through the Deifen, and it remained sticking in the interior of the Deifen. But the interior of the Deifen has some drops of Bosor also. Some particles of Bosor also absorbed in it. Let's say an hour before that, so the same woman cooked Bosor in the same pot. So that's a Beyeme. So Mele, if we had been sure that they are in that part of the Deifen, they are at least 60 particles, 60 drops of Bosor, Balua. So Mele, then there wouldn't be any problem, because when this single drop of Cholov remains sticking in that part of the Deifen, it combines with 60 drops of Bosor, so it becomes bottle. In the interior of the Deifen, it becomes bottle. But maybe, so the more Balua of Bosor there is in that interior of the Deifen, the better it is. But it's possible that only 59 drops of Bosor are Balua in the interior of the Deifen. So when this single drop of Cholov remains sticking in the interior of the Deifen, so altogether it combines with 59 drops of Bosor, that's not enough. You have to have 60 of Bosor to have 61 altogether. But if you have 59 and this one drop, so it's 60, so all the 60 drops, 59 Bosor, possibly 59 drops of Bosor, and this one drop of Cholov become Echdichadi Yisur in the interior of the Deifen. So why should we worry? So let the Deifen worry. I mean, they don't penetrate into the inside of the Gdera. The answer is then when it starts boiling and bubbling and the temperature is higher, so it might be that at the first moment when the temperature, let's say, is, I don't know, 200 degrees, so they remain sticking in the interior of the Deifen. But then when it starts bubbling and the temperature will be a little higher, so all the 60 drops of Chichad Yisure, of the synthesis, of the combination of Bosor and Cholov, 59 Bosor and 1 Cholov, so together constituting the Hefter of Bosor Becholov. So when it starts bubbling, so then it might break through into the top shield. So then, and the top shield only has 60 times one drop of Cholov, but it doesn't have 60 times 60, so Melech, the rest of the top shield will be Osa. Masha'inkein, if at the very outset the top shield has 60 times 60, has 3,600 drops. So then it becomes So it becomes still body. Because even if we anticipate, even if we assume the maxim, what is the maxim? In other words, there are all kinds of possibilities. One possibility is that it's mitapeya bechule. So if that alternative is true, so then we have no problem. So if it's mitapeya bechule, so it just shoots through the day plan and it falls into the top shield. So as long as we have 60 drops in the top shield, so that single drop of cholov becomes bottom. Then there is another possibility. No, it's not mifapeya b'chulei. Now, if it's not mifapeya b'chulei, so it remains sticking in the interior of the day frame. So that remains sticking, so that single drop of cholov remains sticking in the interior of the day frame, together with heretofore latent drops of bosa. How many latent drops of bosa that we don't know? Now, if we had been sure that they were already 60 latent drops of bosa, then there wouldn't be any problem. But maybe there are only 59, not 60. So then, when this single drop of cholov starts shooting through the dayfen and remains sticking in the interior of the dayfen and combines with the 59 drops of heretofore latent drops of bosa, so then all the 60 become Echticha D'Yisoy. But then, so why is there a problem? Because then when it starts bubbling, it starts to be Riseach, and the temperature is a little higher, so then it will shoot through. So the Maharam Gutenberg says, but if there is 60 times 60, there is still no problem. But if there is no 60 times 60, there is just 60, then there is a problem, then it's awesome. This is the Maharam Gutenberg. Wenn ihr bitte abschl samach in diesen samach mut und wir sehen fer am zwei skosa shi nof lo kinege da tapshil in zori khle samach kinege da tipo shem papi al ikni now the 30 day and we pass in the mahadar and ramo the old pass like this man like the 30 so und wir sehen fer am zwei skosa shi nof lo kinege da tapshil in zori khle samach kinege da tipo shem papi al ikni we have like you nof lo bitapshil we nof lo mo kemareken we mitapi abide fragdei ro atsam lo reike kokach שאין שישים כנגד הטיפו, הרי נסר יסימו כמגדירו, ואם ירע תפשו דרך מכמגדירו, שנסר הרי יסר התפשיר. וזה תקנות שישיינכנו, כך ולא ייגע בו עד שתסתנן. So according to the Taz explanation, not the Bishyos explanation, the Shach's explanation happens to be the same explanation as given by the Bishyos. But according to the Taz explanation, so in other words, the smacks, shite is based upon the sophic as to whether it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. Now, what's the meaning of mifapeya bikulei? So according to the Taz, according to the alternative that it's mifapeya bikulei, it means that it penetrates through and through. That tipes cholov that fell here on the day, and if we say that it's mifapeya bikulei, it penetrates through. Now, if it penetrates through, so then if we had been sure that mifapeya bikulei, so then it would be muter even if it fell kineged horik, if we had been sure that it's mifapeya bikulei. So then even if it fell on the mokim horiken, let's say above the level of the reitev, the level of the reitev is here, and this fell here on top. So if we had been sure that it's mifapeya bikulei, so then it would be muter even if it fell kineged mokim areiken, because if it's mafei v'chulei, so it means it falls through, and the moment it breaks through, it reaches the inner surface of the deifen, so then by gravity it just falls into the top shield, no matter where the kipeh falls, whether it falls kineged areitev or it falls kineged areiken. But we are not sure as to whether it's mifapeya bikulei. So there is a possibility that it's not mifapeya bikulei. Now, if it's not mifapeya bikulei, here is the confusing part. So if it's not mifapeya bikulei, so what does it mean? So what does it mean? So then there is a possibility that it will penetrate and remain sticking in the internal periphery of the day. If we say it's not mifapeya bikulei, so that means that there is a possibility that it will remain sticking in the internal periphery of the day. So if So then it depends. So maybe the smack says it depends. So if she no flock in a tafshil in so hell a samach in a gadatip, she tapia lifni, the havali kill no flock be tafshil. Because if it falls kineged reiter, let's say it's up, it fills the reiter fills up the gdeira up to here, and then the drop of color fell here. So we say, since it's kineged reiter, so we monefshach it's muta. If klapishmai is galia that it's mifapeya lifnim, so it falls into the dafsh. And if it does not penetrate completely, so it remains sticking in the interior. So what am I to worry? After all, right now it is in the interior kinegatorated, and still the heat of the kinegatorated did not cause it to break through. So mainly, if it didn't break through the first moment, why should it break through the second moment? So mele, so memonefshech. If it is capable of penetrating into the gdeire, so it penetrated. It shot through the defen gdeire, and it fell into the tafshil. And there is shishim. There are 60 drops in the tafshil. And if it's not mifapeya b'chol gdeire, so it doesn't break through. It doesn't shoot through its way into the inside of the gdeire. So it remains sticking in the interior of the gdeire. Fine. So just as right now it remains sticking, so the next moment it'll still not break through. Because why should it break through the next moment if it didn't break through now? You see, if it didn't break through now, after all, the same temperature the next moment as this moment. You're not allowed to let it heat any further, because then there is a possibility. Right now, when the temperature was so much, let's say it's 200 degrees, so it didn't break through completely into the inside. But you keep on heating it, so then it will break through. But you're not, it's already on the fire, so it's not going to be, the temperature is not going to be any hotter. So if it's mifapeya b'cholak deire, so it broke through already. And became bottle in the 60 drops of the tapshil, neged the one drop of cholov that fell on the David. And if it not mifapeya b'cholak, so it remained sticking in the interior of the David, of the gdeire. So it will not break through later on either, unless you heat it further. But if you don't heat it further, so if it didn't break through the first moment, it wouldn't break through the second moment. So maybe it's mut. So maybe it's me. One second, please. We say for Amitzes Kosa. She enough for Kenegat Tafshil in Tzorich Lesama Kenegat Tipa. She in Papeya Lifni. The Havlikil enough for Bitafshil. The enough for Bimokamarekan. So then we have it. Then it's more complicated. The enough for Bimokamarekan. The him if Papeya as Pidei Fenagdeiro at Somuch Lerated Kokach she in Shishim Kenegat Tipa. So it does spread a little, but it doesn't spread all the way. It doesn't break through. But it does spread. It does spread a little bit, and then now, so there is a possibility that it spread within such an area, that in that area where it spread, there is not shishim of the latent drops of boso to be mvatle. In other words, again, it's possible that it spread, it remained sticking in a small area where the number of latent drops of meat is only 59, not 60. If you had 60, then there wouldn't be any problem. Only 59. So then this drop combines with 59 drops of boso, so all the 60 drops become osa. So mimele, we are not allowed. So you're not allowed. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. If it fell bimokim oreikan, so if trapishmai is galia that is mifapeya bikulei, so then there is no problem. Now, but suppose it's not mifapeya bikulei, so there is a possibility that it remains sticking in the interior of the gdeire, in such an area, in a smaller area, where you don't have 60 drops of boso, neged that single drop of cholov to be mevatlet. So then all the 60 drops becomes a chepsa of Vasa B'cholo. So why is there a problem? So it's still alright, so it remains sticking, so it doesn't affect the tafshir. But let's say if the gdeire, let's say it drops here, and let's say the level of the rative is here, and the drop of cholo fell here. Now then, suppose he'll start pouring out the soup that way. So then it's very likely it'll be malavitiche. You know, when there'll be a concentration of hot soup over that moke of the dayfen where the 60 drops are latent. So then it will be malavitiche, and while at the very outset, when there was no heat, applied on that segment of the dayfen, so it didn't shoot through its way. But now, when you start pouring over that side, so there'll be a greater temperature, a higher temperature, a greater heat, and the 60 drops that became echticha di yisure, that were for the first few moments latent in that segment of the deifen agdeiro, so it'll shoot through its way into the tafshil, and the tafshil does not have 60 times 60. So in Echnami, suppose it has 60 times 60, so then it's alright. In other words, so he says, so vim noflo bimokim areikim, vim ifapel bifapaz bideifen agdeiro, at somuch lereitev kolkach, shein shishim kineged atipo, harinesa reisim mokim agdeiro, vim yare hatafshil derech mikim agdeiro shenesa, hariyoser hatafshil. So Vizeta can say, so it's not Oser, even Kineged Areiken, it's not Oser, there is a problem, but there is a way to overcome it. Sheyanechenu kach, so in other words, he should let it stand still. Of course, he cannot allow it to stand on fire, because then it will become Oser. But if it's off the fire already, so he should let it stand still, he shouldn't move it. Because if he starts moving it, so some soup, some of the hot boiling soup, will apply pressure, will press against that segment of the deifen. And the 60 drops, or the possibly 60 drops of chticha di yisure might shoot through the way into the tafshil, and the tafshil doesn't have 60 times 60. But if it has 60 times 60, so then even in such a case, it wouldn't become osa. So what should he do? Shenechenu kach v'lo yigavo achet itzarek. Uchvo noagu. Now this is the pshat of the Taz, but this is not the pshat of the Bes Yosef in the smack, and it's not the pshat of the Shach in the smack. The Bes Yosef and the Shach, they also explain the smack on the basis of Isofik, as to whether it's Mipapeya Bikulei, the Sofik in the Gemara, whether it's Mipapeya Bikulei or it's not Mipapeya Bikulei. But whereas, according to the Taz, so according to the alternative of Mipapeya Bikulei means that it penetrates through, it shoots through its way into the inside of the Gdeire, and then Mipapeya means it remains sticking. So according to Bes Yosef and the Shach, it's just the reverse. According to the alternative in the Gemara, that it's Mipapeya Bikulei. Mipapeya Bikulei means, according to Bes Yosef and the Shach, that it remains in the interior. It remains in the interior, but it becomes evenly distributed in the whole there. In other words, if you have a drop of cholo falling here, so if we say Mipapeya Bikulei, so that means that this drops is divided into many parts, into many fractions. When I say drop, I don't mean necessarily drop. So let's say is decided into many fractions, and it becomes, this drop of cholov becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the kele. In the interior of the kele. Now the interior of the kele certainly has enough. If this drop of cholov becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the kele, the interior of the kele certainly has enough drops of boso to be mevatel this single drop of cholov. So Mipapeya Bikulei means that it becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the kele. So then it's alright, then there is no, then we have no problems. Because over the whole kele, there are certainly, the bria of the boso, certainly we are dealing here with a kli yoshin. What does a kli yoshin by definition mean? Kli yoshin, because if it's a kli chodosh, then it's not osa altogether. So we are dealing here with kli yoshin. What does kli yoshin mean? Kli yoshin doesn't mean a kele in which meat was cooked a month ago. Kli yoshin means a kele in which meat was cooked today, within the last 24 hours. So Memele, since it's a kliyoshin in which a lot of meat was cooked within the last 24 hours, so as if we assume that it's mitapeya bikulei, that means it's evenly distributed in the interior of the keile. It's evenly distributed in the interior of the keile. So then we have to, so then there is no problem, because the totality of the interior of the keile certainly has 60 drops of basar to be mevatel, that one drop of color. When is it possible that it's not, that there is no bitl if it is not distributed in the totality of the interior of the keile? Oh, so if we had been sure that it's mevatel b'chole, then we wouldn't have any problem. But it's a possibility that it's any mevatel b'chole. Is any mevatel b'chole? So he explains it as follows. So the Bes Yosef and the Shach explain the smack as follows. Sheim noflo kineged atapshil in tzorich lesamach kineged atip ve shim papeya lifnim ve hab leikil in noflo bitapsh. Because in Monarch, there are two alternatives in that Gemara, in Zvoch. Either it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya. Min Monarch Shach is good, there is no problem. Because if we assume like the alternative, mifapeya bikulei, so that means that this drop of cholof is evenly distributed in the totality of the Deifen HaKeile. So it barely becomes bottled in the interior of the Keile, in the Shishim of the Bli of the Bos. So there is no problem. But then there is another alternative, that maybe the halacha is that Eini Mifapeya. So Eini Mifapeya means that it does not become evenly distributed in the totality of the Keile. So if it does not become evenly distributed in the totality of the Keile, so then what happens? Then it shoots through its way at this point. So it falls into the Reiter. So again, there is no problem. In other words, according to Bes Yosef and the Shach, so the alternative of Eini Mifapeya Bikulei is the same thing as the alternative of Mifapeya Bikulei according to the Taz. According to the Taz, so when the Gemara says Mifapeya Bikulei, what does it mean? That it shoots through its way, directly, like an arrow. It shoots through its way. So according to the Shach, Mifapeya Bikulei means not that it shoots through directly. It travels in all directions, this direction, that direction, in the interior of the Keile. And it becomes, that drop of cholof becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the Keile, in all directions, on all sides, in the Shulei Agdeire, in all sides. Here it travels, let's say the tippet fell here, so it travels here and interior, and here and interior, and here and interior. So there is no problem. Any mifapeya b'chol agdeire means it doesn't travel in all directions, it doesn't become, it just shoots its way from here to here, directly, like a bullet. It shoots its way through. So it falls into the top shield. Oh, so there is no problem. But when is there a problem? According to Bes Yosef and the Shach's Pshat, v'im noflo b'mokim areike, v'im mifapaz b'deifen agdeiro, atzomuch l'reitet kol kach, shein shishim kineged atipo, shein shishim kineged atipo. So harinesar eisei mikeim hagdeiro, harinesar eisei mikeim hagdeiro. In other words, so again, if we had been sure that the alternative, that it's mifapeya b'chol deifen hagdeiro, that means it's evenly distributed in the whole totality of the interior of the deiro, then there wouldn't be any problem even. No fucking egedareikon. So what do I? So that then we become bottled, the totality of the interior of the deira, certainly as 60 drops of basar to be mevatel, to nullify, that's one drop of cholof. But there is a possibility, maybe it's not mifapeya b'chol agdeira. So if it's not mifapeya b'chol agdeira, so then it starts penetrating directly. But if it is kineged areitev, So then there is no reason as to why it should remain latent in the internal periphery of the deifen. Because you have all the heat. You have all the heat. So if it doesn't, so it will not break through into the soup later on either. Why should it break through into the soup later on when it doesn't break through now? On the contrary, the more you let it stand, so the more it cools off, so the temperature will be lower. So manefshach, if it broke through, it broke through. If it didn't break through, so it will not grateful. But if it's kineged horeikan, so then there is so if we had been sure that it's mifapeya, so then even kineged horeikan would be all right. But we are anticipating the possibility of the alternative that halacha is that it's eini mifapeya v'chodim hagdera, so that if it doesn't travel in all directions evenly in the interior of the gdera, so it just travels directly like a bullet. So it travels directly like a bullet. So it's possible, there is a possibility that it just traveled directly, but it remained latent in the internal, in the inner periphery of that David, which is above the Raven. Which is above the Raven. Now, and the moment you start pouring the hot soup, there will be more heat applied to that segment, so then it will break through from the inner periphery into the inside. But for the first moment, it remains sticking in the inner periphery of the Dayfen, and there it might find some friends, 59 drops of Vosor, it will combine with them, and 60 drops of Vosor Becholov will become Echticha Din Sure, and then when you start pouring, so that will be the signal to that 60 drops to shoot through. After all, they are already at the gates of the Tavshil. So this is the pshat of the Bes Yosef and the Shach. So he says, now again, so we say for Amitzis Kosav, Shim Noflu Kinegat Tavshil, and Tzorech Lesamach Negativ, Shim Apir Lifnit, Vahav Likul Noflu Vitavshil, Vim Noflu Mokum Reikim, Vim Vapaz Vidif Magdeiro, Hatsom Noflu Reitim Kol Kach, Shin Shishim Kinegat Tipo, Hari Nesar Isim Kim Magdeiro, Vim Yar Atavshil Der, Kim Magdeiro, Shin Nesar, Hari Yesar Atavshil, Vizet Takonose, Shin Echenu Kach, and the Shach points out, suppose you have 60 times 60, then it's all right. Then it's all right. But we're not dealing with a case where you have 60 times 60. וזה תקנוסי שיחנו כך להיגע בו עד שתסתנים וכוונו הגוי לום לעשר כשנפלס. Oh, now he says וכוונו הגוי לום לעשר כשנפלס על הדייפן שלוי כנגד הורייתי ודווקא. Now, so there are two פשוטים in this כוונו הגוי. Most Snesi Kalim say that כוונו הגוי לום relates to the takone that was mentioned. Vizet takonose, he just said that if it's not for keneged areikam, so zet takonose sheyamichenu kach v'leyigabo ad shetzitzdanim. So no agueilom, not to rely on this eitze of letting it stay, of letting it stay until it pulls off. Why? Because sometimes it happens, it's not usual. After all, if it's off the fire, if it turned off the fire, so how can the temperature even for a moment be higher than it was the minute before? If you keep some burning, so then it becomes hotter and hotter. But sometimes when it's boiling hot, so there are certain moments when it starts boiling, and then in the course of time there might be more bubbling, more resiches than a minute before. So Mimele, that's the basis of this minagailam. Le'eseya, kishenifelis la'adif v'shalikin egedaritim. Why? Because maybe it's remote, but there is such a possibility. Maybe, unexpectedly, it will start bubbling. Why should it start bubbling all of a sudden? Why? But maybe it had reached that stage. Maybe you just took it off the fire when it was ready to bubble.